The story of Lizzie Borden has been summed up in this playground rhyme. Lizzie Borden took an axe, gave her mother 40 whacks. The case of Lizzie, accused, then acquitted of killing her parents with an axe in 1892, is complicated and has never been fully resolved. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that she's now the subject of a rock musical.
125 years after the famously grisly double murder, there is still lively debate in some circles about whether Lizzie Borden was the one who drove a hatchet into her stepmother's head 18 times and then did the same to her father 11 times. Already been an opera, and now Lizzie, the rock musical, having its local premiere at Christ Church Neighborhood House in Philadelphia this week, leaves no doubt that she did it. Director Kate Galvin says the story suggests that the crime arose from a domestic situation that was both bizarre and abusive.
If you're going to get inside the head of someone who commits a violent crime, then I think that the rock musical element of it is a great way to tap into that energy and that angst.
After a flawed police investigation and a questionable trial, Lizzie Borden was acquitted of the murder, but no one else was ever arrested for the crime. Galvin says this musical allows audiences to empathize with a killer who lashed out at her abuser.
So it adds some shades of gray to a story that I think a lot of us, you know, my impression of it prior to all the research that I did was, oh, this is a story about a rich woman who got off because she was rich. And that's not necessarily true.
The costumes are period appropriate, 1892, but with a modern edge. The corsets and petticoats have a steampunk aesthetic to give them a more rock and roll feel. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.